Blog Talk Radio.
Brown sugar, babe, I can't tie up your love. I don't know how to be.
What's up, everybody? Y'all know that it's Tuesday Night Live on Brown Sugar Radio. I just got to say that tonight I have a show that I'm dedicating to one of my loyal listeners because they wrote me several times inquiring about Tupac, all right? And so I said, you know what? I am going to go ahead and do it. It's something that is of interest and it's something that has received several inquiries. So you know what? I did my homework, did some research on it, wanted to kind of break it on down a little bit and find out. Let's kind of get to the meat and potatoes of this story. You know, what truly is, you know, going on with this, you know, Machiavelli 7-day theory. We're going to talk about it tonight on Brown Sugar Radio, all right? So what I need to do is we are going to actually first start off with the night that he got shot, okay? And I got several clippings that we're going to actually go over and with interviews and the night he got shot. And then we're going to go and talk about this Machiavelli, how, you know, a lot of his fans believe that he actually faked his death in order to fool his enemies, all right? And in researching this story, now originally everyone thought that Biggie was the murder suspect due to the fact him and Pac had been feuding with the East Coast, West Coast rivalry. Well, then another scenario popped off and they were thinking because of the fact that Tupac wanted to leave Death Row Records and that Suge might have gotten insecure because, you know, Pac was a big moneymaker for him. And I was really, really surprised as I researched this story how I found out that Tupac had earned over $7 million in sales with his records. And he said to a friend, all right, this is what was reported now, that he had only received $100,000. So you do the math there, okay? So with that said, you know, I could understand his frustration if this was true. And he wanted to start his own record label, which at that moment, if this is true now, Suge might have gotten insecure, did not want to lose that much money, and it was alleged that he possibly had him murdered. Then we have the third story that it was the Crips, some Los Angeles Crips that had wanted to go against Tupac because he had beat getting my thoughts mixed up here. Tupac and Suge Knight in the hotel here in Las Vegas, the night of the Tyson fight, had beat up a Crip member, all right? And I do have his name and information, but we're going to get into that later. But they believe that it was a retaliation because Suge Knight is supposed to be a Blood, okay, was the story. And so they were stating that it was a gang retaliation, possibly the Crips had fired back. So we just got all kind of stuff going on tonight. I got to welcome the listeners in the chat room. Thank you for joining us so far. We have Mintel and Ed Lips that's on time tonight. Thank you for joining your girl, Brown Sugar, as we talk about this controversial topic, Tupac Shakur. Is he still alive? All right. Well, like I said, I found out that there are three different scenarios, okay? And, you know, we're just kind of going into it, you know? So, hey, we're just going to do what we have to do in order to get into this. Mento, I see your comment. And, yes, I am reporting this story because there's people that actually believe Tupac is still alive. So for my listeners, I received several emails about Tupac. And what actually jumped this story on April 30th, it was released. They have photos of Tupac. I actually have the links that I'm going to display in the chat room for you guys to take a look. What's going on, sister? I appreciate that. But, yes, people believe, can you believe it? They did a story on TMZ, and they did a vote. And believe it or not, it was 50, it was actually split. 51% of the fans and the votes that they had received believed Tupac was still alive, and then 49% did not believe he was alive. And I was really shocked to see that many people still believed that he was alive. So what happened, like I said, this story just jumped April 30th, and they have photos and pictures. As a matter of fact, I am going to put the links in the chat room and let you see the pictures for yourself, and you can certainly judge. But I want to do this story because, like I said, I had a listener that wrote me, and they were really excited about this story that broke on April 30th, stating that Tupac was alive and he was spotted in New Orleans, okay? And it was all over TMZ, and they have pictures. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and find that link. I kind of wanted to wait until we got some more. I still may wait. Until we got some more listeners in the chat room, because you know my listeners in the chat room, they always come in late. I got a few of y'all that show up on time. But you know what? Yeah, let's go ahead. I can actually circulate this link. All right. Anyway, though, I want to know your thoughts. You know, tell me what you think in regards to, Tupac in this Machiavelli theory. For those of you who do believe he's alive, certainly you can call in and tell reasons why. I do have some information here. I'm going to actually go over both analogies because I want to be fair to the people that still do believe, and then certainly for the ones that don't, by all means, your decision is certainly respected tonight. So I'm trying to put the link here. All righty, here we go. Here's the first one. I can copy it here and put it. There we go. Oh, shucks. I'm trying to put it in the chat room here. Well, what I'm going to do is, as while we're waiting for the listeners to come through, I'm going to play an insert that I have because I want to post this link, and you guys can certainly check it out. And I'm having some problems with it popping up. So here we go. All right. Yes, I think what it is a lot of fans, they don't want to let go of, his legend that he built. And by all means, certainly what I want to say is that he was just awesome, just a brilliant man in his own right and, talent that certainly we're still blessed and fortunate today because of the fact that he recorded so much. A lot of people are confused. I think that's what's kind of leading people to believe he's still alive, along with these other facts that I'm going to disclose. Right now, though, we're going to actually take it back to the night that Tupac was murdered, all right? So here's the news report that I found, and then we'll come back, and we're going to go over a few details of this night. Then I'm going to go over some of the supporting facts, why some of his fans still believe he's alive. All right, we'll be right back.
Complications from several bullet wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th. He was 25 years old. Shakur was shot four times after leaving the Mike Tyson boxing match in Las Vegas in a car driven by Marion Suge Knight, the head of his label, Death Row Records. The shots were fired from a Cadillac that drove up alongside Knight's BMW, but police still have no leads on a suspect or motive. Tupac had been on a respirator in the hospital and had one lung removed. Here's a look back on a turbulent life and career cut short. Tupac Shakur's public life began when he joined the Seminole Bay Area rap ensemble, Digital Underground. First as a tour dancer, then as a rapper.
Tupac, go ahead and rock.
Now I clown around when I hang around with the underground.
Tupac demonstrated his range as a performer when his first solo record, Tupacalypse Now, was on the charts at the same time as his critically acclaimed feature film debut in the violent coming-of-age drama, Juice.
If you want respect, you gotta earn it. You damn right! You gotta be ready to go down, stand up, and die for that like Blizzard did, if you want some juice.
While he maintained a thug image, Tupac was a man of contradictions, recording sentimental raps in support of black women, including Brenda's Got a Baby and Keep Your Head Up.
I know you're fed up, lady. because I was raised by a woman half my life and then thrown to the streets, it's like I got the woman side, then I got real rough, manly values, like forced on me.
As Tupac's film credits grew with John Singleton's Poetic Justice, he faced the possibility of doing time for assaulting director Alan Hughes, who had dropped him from the cast of Menace to Society.
If I have to go to jail, I don't even want to be living. I want it to cease to exist for however long they have me there. And then when I come out, I'll be reborn. You know what I'm saying? I'll be taking less problems. And that my mind will be sharper and the venom will be more potent. You know what I'm saying? So they shouldn't send me there. They should really try to, you know, it's like you don't throw more gasoline on the fire to put it out.
What followed was a cross-country tour of courtrooms and jailhouses, 10 days in a Michigan prison for assaulting a fellow rapper with a baseball bat, an arrest for allegedly shooting two off-duty Atlanta police officers, in which charges were eventually dropped, and sexual abuse, sodomy, and weapons charges in New York City. The day before he was convicted of sex abuse in New York, Tupac was shot 5 times in the lobby of a Times Square recording studio. The crime was officially classified as a robbery, and the police dropped their investigation when Tupac failed to cooperate.
That situation with me is like what comes around goes around. Karma, I believe in karma, I believe in all of that. I'm not worried about it. You know, they miss. I'm not worried about it unless they come back.
While serving his sentence for sexual abuse, Tupac's third solo release, Me Against the World, spent 4 weeks at number one.
It was a trip. Every time they say something bad to me, I go, that's all right, I got the number one record in the country.
After 8 months, Tupac's case was appealed, and death row head Suge Knight promptly bailed Tupac out of jail and took the opportunity to sign him to Death Row Records.
If you come to Death Row, you will see your art brought to a bigger plateau, and you will be paid. What did he say? Death Row.
Tupac turned his troubles into a career that was bigger than ever. His double album Death Row debut, All Eyes on Me, sold more than 5 million copies, scored a number one single, and included tracks with new label mates Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre. With 3 years passed since Snoop's last solo release and the departure of Death Row co-founder Dr. Dre to start his own label, Tupac became Death Row's artistic centerpiece, as well as its biggest mouthpiece. Death Row and Tupac shared a common enemy, the New York-based Bad Boy Entertainment. Tupac had earlier implicated Bad Boy producer Sean Puffy Combs and star artist and Notorious B.I.G. in his 1994 shooting.
Bad Boy Records. That's for Bad Boy Records. I love y'all.
But despite his taunts, Tupac realized danger could be around the corner. Back in New York City for this year's Video Music Awards, just 3 nights before he was shot in Las Vegas, Tupac surrounded himself with bodyguards and clutched a walkie-talkie throughout the evening as a security precaution.
We are businessmen. We are not animals. It's not like we're going to see them and rush them and jump on them. If they see us and they want drama, we're going to definitely bring it like only Death Row could bring it.
Once again, Tupac Shakur dead at the age of 25 of gunshot wounds sustained Saturday night, September 7th in Las Vegas. Police still have no leads on suspect or motive. Shakur recently finished shooting the movie Gridlock, in which he plays a heroin addict. It's due out early next year. That's the news for now. We'll have more news around the clock here on MTV.
All right, and so there we go. That was when he was reported, that was one of the news breaks information that I had found, just giving all of you a little history. We're actually going back to 1996, wanted to kind of relive a little bit of what was going on, the state of the world at that time. And, you know, I just got to say, one thing about Tupac, he was brilliant. I had actually read an article where his mother, Afeni, would discipline him every time when he would get in trouble. She would make him read the New York Times newspaper from front to back. Well, that explains why he was so articulate and very intelligent. She had the boy reading, probably, you know, at a grown folk level, probably when he was 8, 9 years old. You know what I'm saying? What kid likes to read newspapers, right? But nevertheless, the controversy of Tupac being alive, I cannot get this link to post in my chat room. I'm getting furious here. That's why you have not seen it yet. If many of you want to actually go and Google it, because it's not allowing me to paste it for whatever reason. Oh, there we go. Finally. There it is. Okay. Sometimes the chat box wants to work. Other times it does. Wait a minute. I don't see it in the chat box. I tried to paste it in there. It showed up in my, oh, gosh. All right. Well, here's the link. I'm going to go ahead and tell you what it is since I can see it and you guys can't. www.tmz.com is /20094/29/Tupac-is-alive. And they say allegedly now that he was spotted at a New Orleans bar, okay? You know, let's just go ahead and get into a little bit of this theory, of the seven-day theory, all right? Now, I got to say, if he has 51% of his fans believing that he's still alive, he is a genius if he truly, you know, is alive. I mean, man, how could you have pulled that off, right? But this is what I want to kind of go over, and I'm doing this show, like I said, trying not to be judgmental. Thank you, Ed Lips. Goodness, I could not get that to post in my chat box. This is the story that actually kicked off April 30th that had this listener writing me and inquiring about the show. All right, so I decided to do it just because of the simple fact that I wanted to kind of investigate it some more, because I was truly just mind blown by Tupac. I believe he's absolutely brilliant, and this is what I have so far. Okay, now the Machiavelli, Don, is it Cuminati, 7-day theory. The title aroused some curious glances, all right, for all those who knew Shakur. Now, this is the deal. An Italian philosopher, this is a book that he read when he was in jail, all right, faked his own death in order to fool his enemies, all right? Now, Machiavelli's two most famous books, Discorsi di Pri la Prima, you know what, I can't even pronounce this. I ain't even going to try. Anyway, look, the first book with all those names that I can't pronounce, y'all look up Machiavelli, okay, the Italian philosopher. That was book one. Life with Tito is how you say it in English, because the way that it's pronounced right now is in Italian, and I can't get down with that. The second book, though, is called Our Communication, and that also is a book that he wrote in Italian that I can't pronounce right now, but both were written after his death. Now, some wonder if Tupac's reference wasn't a signal to the world that things aren't what they seem. Now, get this, okay? Tupac so far has had over 4,000 search engines looking up Tupac Alive, the name that he's allegedly supposed to be living under, Jamal Millwood, okay? You know, all kind of stuff with, you know, Death Faker and just, I mean, it's amazing how many people truly believe he's still alive, all right? Now, one thing I wanted to point out is that I do appreciate everyone's support, and I'm not here to knock anyone. People are going to believe what they want to believe. If Tupac is alive, like I said, if he's alive, he's doing a pretty darn good job of keeping it under wraps. But most of us on September 13th were mourning the day because we knew it was just a really, really sad time, you know. And I just got to say, I know I was shocked. I actually didn't believe it when it actually happened. Because I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, right, he can't be dead. You know, I'm like, yeah, right, he's really dead this time? That was what I thought, because when he first got shot, I was shocked. You know, I was like, what? You know, I thought he was going to go in. I found out, all right, you know, Tupac, you know what I mean, he's doing his thing. He got out of it. So I really truly did not think that he was going to pass. So when people told me he passed, I was like, yeah, right, you know, you jiving. But he really did this time. So I don't know. I just found it to be, you know, shocking, if nothing else. I do see I have a caller on the line here. I'm going to grab you. If by any chances you're just calling to listen, just tell me you're just calling to listen into the show, and I will certainly put you back on mute, all right? And I see that it's a 702 area code out here in Vegas where I'm at. All right, 702, you on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on? You listening to this show, do you still believe?
Man,
are you one of the fans?
I got on MySpace, and I was like, whoa, hold on, what is this, you did?
Okay.
I ain't even called into the show in a minute, you know what I mean?
Okay, for real, huh?
It's your boy Stella, man.
Okay, I was like, tell my listeners who this is. I know you haven't called in a while. It's good to hear from you. And I'm doing this show actually for a listener of mine. On April 30th, it was released that Tupac is still alive, okay? And it was on TMZ. Some of the listeners feel like TMZ is credible, others don't. But I did it because it was a request, and I knew it was going to be a controversial show, and I felt like, you know what, because of the fact that this listener is very loyal, I'm going to do it. Tell me, what are your thoughts, you know, Killer, on Tupac, and do you believe that he could have faked his death and got away with it?
I mean, my thoughts on Tupac, I mean, it's like, I don't know, you could take it, it's an all-around thing. You could go into context as if he's studying the Saint Toussaint book with the Art of War and coming back on enemies, or if dude really passed on and he did so much work to where, like, people do not want to let him go. Now, my take is, you know, to me, he's passed on, but he ain't dead. You know what I'm saying? Because your work is still living. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if he is living as another person, the music of Tupac is still living, but you know what I'm saying? The artist or something that passed on.
Right, absolutely. It's like his music will live on forever. And actually, I want to kind of get into that because I have really kind of researched this story to find out why is it that people still believe he's alive. And one of the main reasons is because of the simple fact he's released over 7 albums, all right, since he's, you know, came into the game and since he's passed. And most living artists have not released that many, you know. And so a lot of people are confused, like, wait a minute, if his brother's supposed to be dead, how come he's on Keisha Cole's new album? And how come he's on, you know, produced all these different, you know, collaborations with artists that are current, recent, right now? You know, then there was a picture that circulated of him and 50, okay? And that was interesting to see that, and I do have that. Oh, shucks, I have this. Okay, thank you, Ed Libs, for letting me know. I have the split chat room again. Great. What's going on, listeners? Please refresh your screen because I see that the chat box is split again. Sound, I don't know what's going on. Ed Libs said you're in the other chat box. I'm going to try to refresh my screen and see if I can catch everybody, but definitely y'all keep it locked. Okay, now I'm in another chat box. Great. Anyway, y'all all keep it locked because I definitely want to hear your thoughts and opinions. But, I mean, I don't know, Killer, as far as his music, you know, and possibly faking his death to hide from his enemies, rumor has it that he's supposed to be living somewhere mysteriously in California under the name Jamal Millward. Have you heard anything like that before, or is this news?
I mean, I heard a lot of stories, like they say Cuz still alive and, you know, he living in Jamaica or he living in Cali. But the thing is,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you're one of a kind. When you speak on this type of individual, you're one of a kind. So, I mean, you easily, like, you could find that needle in a haystack easily. You could find Where's Waldo when it comes to him. Like, you know when you see him. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Especially if they say in Cali, that, come on now. If you in Cali, you going to get seen by somebody.
For real.
You know what
That's
I mean?
True.
You going to get seen by somebody. I don't care.
I mean,
unless
he's just in the house, locked up. You know what I'm saying? It just.
Nah,
well,
I don't think nobody is really going to be locked up in the crib in Cali.
Right, exactly. Well, these are some of the facts that I want to go over in regards to, like I said, I heavily researched this, and then I have 2 snippets that I'd like to play in order to share my views on Tupac. I do see I have another caller, so I will go ahead and grab you. If you're just calling to listen, please let me know, and I'll put you back on mute. Otherwise, please let us know your thoughts. 313, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening? 313? Hi, how are you? 313, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. I hear you.
You don't hear, though.
Hello? Okay, I can hear them. I don't know if they're ready to talk. I'm going to put you back on mute. 704, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
I don't know what happened.
Are you calling to view your opinion on Tupac?
I mean, I was just calling to listen, but I ain't heard nothing. So, I mean.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
I mean, you can't just throw me on the air like that.
I don't even know the title of the show.
But I'm saying,
yeah.
I mean, I ain't even get a chance. I mean, I just called in. I ain't even get a chance to hear what was going on.
Then you sit tight and you listen there. Shoot, I don't know what you heard and what you didn't hear. I'm just trying to do you a favor. When you call in, though, on the switchboard, it says hit 1 to talk to the host or 2 to listen, and then your number wouldn't have popped up. So next time, hit 2.
I ain't hit one. Raising my hand. But it's all good. What's going on, Brown Sugar?
Nothing much.
Spielberg.
Okay, this will give me a hard time, Spike. We started the conversation off with a lot of his fans believe that he's still alive. What happened on April 30th? It was alleged that Tupac was spotted in New Orleans. Ed Lips, can you please post that link in the chat box for me again, because it won't work for me. But I have the link. There it is. Okay, the link is posted in the chat room. There were pictures saying that he was spotted in New Orleans and Tupac's alive, this, that, and the other. So I had one of my listeners contact me several times in regard to this story. They're a big Tupac fan. They believe Tupac is still alive. Wanted me to do a story on it, and this is what I have so far, okay? Now, after leaving the Tyson fight on September 7th, Tupac was allegedly shot 5 times, okay? He lived through the shooting and was taken to a nearby hospital and was pronounced dead on September 13th, 1996. The suspicious facts, okay, that I found in support of him still being alive, Friday the 13th, number one, is a very suspicious day. There were never any pictures released of Tupac in the hospital, okay? In the song Life Goes On, Tupac raps about his own funeral. The driver of the car in which Tupac was driving, Suge Knight, the executive producer of Death Row Records, didn't show up for questioning about the shooting. And in the video, I Ain't Mad at You was released only 5 days after his death. Okay? I Ain't Mad at You is track number 13 on his All Eyes on Me album, which is also the day that he died on the 13th of September. Tupac is an angel in heaven in the video, which is ironic because, like I said, it was as if he prophesied his own death. Okay.
Machiavelli and all of that good stuff.
Right. Machiavelli.
That doesn't mean the man is alive. I'm grew up listening to hip hop music. The whole feud between Biggie and Pac was something that I witnessed firsthand. This was something I watched very closely. So as it was developing, and there was reports. Okay, Tupac got shot. He was all good. Everything was everything. And then all of a sudden, he was pronounced dead in the hospital. I mean, there's a lot of coincidental stuff. I mean, does that mean that Elvis is still alive? I don't think so.
It's some people that believe.
I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, if the man is on the island, I always thought, like, okay, it was a little, iffy. But, the man said he recorded a lot of music when he got out of jail. He put it down when he got out of jail. So he got songs. That's like saying that, okay, if one of these blog talk hosts was to pass away and then somebody get a hold of a show that they did, 8 months ago. Oh, they still alive because they said it on the show and they still alive.
Right.
Is that realistic? No, they just was saying it. So, Machiavelli, I don't believe that the man is still alive. If he was still alive, then I mean, then I guess somebody would have a state would have a lawsuit on their hands. But he pulled a Machiavelli. If that's the case, then God bless Tupac. I like music. I've developed a deeper appreciation for it now that he's gone. I remember a lot of the stuff that he did when he was on the East Coast. But at that particular time, I was a Biggie proponent. I loved Biggie because that was the East Coast. Now, that didn't mean that I didn't like California Love. I mean, I loved that joint was hot. You know, he has some hot stuff, but it's just that I think that many people take things a little too far sometimes.
Right.
And the fact that Tupac is still alive in New Orleans, drinking margaritas and partying at Mardi Gras, and whatever that hydro is that they smoking, they need to leave it alone, put the blunt down, dude. Stop drinking at 2:11 because it got their mind running.
Woo, so you said it's a no for you. You do not believe Tupac is alive, and I ain't mad at you.
I ain't mad at you.
Bond.
You know, dear mama.
You ain't buying it.
Because that's just too much. I mean, to think that somebody would fake their own death, you know, that's just a little bit too much. And I mean, the thing, this dude was an icon. And I know that the value of people's products, when you're an artist, once you die, the value of your work definitely increases. But, I mean, this dude wasn't hurting for no money, you know, so it wasn't even that case. Now, if Tupac show up in the next John Singleton movie, then you can holler at me. Then I think you got a case. You know
then
what I'm saying?
Then I got a case.
But when John Singleton was slating this dude to play Baby Boy and he didn't show up in the movie, I think y'all need to get a rest. You know what I'm saying? Let it go.
Oh, that's right, Spike. Now, Tupac was supposed to play Baby Boy. That's right. I forgot about that.
He was supposed
to play, not Tyrese.
No, exactly. You know what I'm saying? That's why they had the whole picture of him on the wall in the movie, because he was supposed to be the star of the show. But it didn't jump off like that because the man is not alive. And all of these people. But think about it. How many people look like somebody else? How many people look like somebody else? So somebody could be like,
identity.
Man, right. You know what I'm saying? He looked like Tupac, so that's Tupac.
Yeah.
I know
they want him to be alive. I guess it's like, you know, kind of hard to let it go, you know, and they really believe that it's a possibility he's alive. Well, certainly, like I said, I do appreciate your thoughts, Spike. And so go ahead and plug your show, Spike.
Well, you know, people can tune in to me Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, www.blogtalkradio.com/SkiboFilms. You know, you got to check out the TV show, too, which is running on SpikeSpielberg.com. Let's spill like you spill a drink, SPILLBERG. And I got a new movie, too, Brown Sugar. It's coming. We ain't released it just yet, but it's coming. It's called a challenge. So we're challenging the men in the community to step it up. You know what I'm saying? Because men have always been the providers and the protectors and all of that kind of good stuff of the community. So a lot of these brothers is falling down on the job. You know, but that doesn't mean that we got to let it ride like that. You know what I'm saying? So somebody got to pick up the slack. You know what I'm saying? And it takes a village. It's a village. So that means for those. Those who are falling short, somebody else got to pick up the slack. So that's
somebody else got to pick it up.
So if you go to SpikeSpielberg.com, you're gonna see more information about all of that good stuff. So
I appreciate you. Thank you, Spike. You keep doing what you do, and I love listening
to Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio in the house.
I just want to listen.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna keep you on mute. All right. Okay, and I do have another caller here that's calling from a calling card, it appears. So my listener that is on the phone with a calling card, you are on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, Brown, what's going on? It's Sound Off Now with Scott.
Hey.
What's going on?
Oh, every time I see them zeros, I think it's a calling card. That's your chat talk.
Yes, that's Skype talk. You gotta love old Spike Spielberg. He's a riot, man.
I love
Spike Spielberg. He's the man. He is the man.
Okay, calling on the phone, tripping. You know he always be acting now.
Yeah, Spike is my dude. Spike is my dude.
Cool.
Yeah, he
okay.
is. He is. You know what I want you to do for me first, bro. I will say that I'm a little lost. I hadn't been really keeping up. But I didn't even know there was something on TV about it. This whole Tupac thing. Catch me up to speed, right quick, and I'll make my comments. What's the latest proof?
All right. What happened on it was actually reported on April 30th, on TMZ that Tupac was spotted alive. And I've been posting the link throughout the chat room so you guys can take a look at it. And it stirred up a lot of controversy saying that he was in New Orleans at this particular bar. okay? So I had a listener that wrote me and, you know, repetitively and said, please, sir, do a show on this. I still believe Pac is alive, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, in honor of this loyal listener, I'm doing the show. Now, me personally, I have always felt like Pac was dead, you know, because I haven't seen no proof that he's alive. But it sparked my curiosity because of the valid points that this listener kind of put in their email. You know, should I believe that Pac is alive because this. Then I heard the story about, I'm sure all of you have heard this, about Tupac when he filmed his video. He had on some Jordans that weren't on in this particular video that weren't even out at that time. Have you heard that one?
Yeah, I heard that one.
All right. And then they were saying in the Machiavelli video, in the Hail Mary video, you know, when the gravestone is cracked and there's a hole in the front, that means that Machiavelli rose from the dead. Okay.
Okay.
That
one I'm not going to get with. I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to pass on that one. Go ahead. What else you got?
Okay, all right. Now, there's also a shooting involved Snoop Doggy Dogg occurred close to the release of his album, Doggy Style. Okay, they're saying the shooting made Snoop appear more real and showed his fans that he was a real gangster. The shooting gave him respect and everyone that bought it, all right, which is, you know, to, you know, show him much love. So they're saying that there's things must learn to deceive was the message that they're trying to get out of this. They're saying this is very similar to verses in some of Tupac's songs. Some say Tupac modified the Machiavelli name because if you rearrange the letters spelled in Machiavelli, it's I Am Alive.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
There was a news article, and I'm trying to find this link, too. I'm going to find it because my screen's been acting up. A CNN report, okay. And this was issued out on Monday, April 4th, 2005. Okay, now I'm going to read to you what this report says. Many of you, if you want to look it up, just put in CNN and Tupac Alive. I'm going to put it in the chat box, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. Now, on this article, because this is what spiked my curiosity when the listener had actually gave me this link. It says, Monday, April 4th, 2005, posted on CNN.com, rap star Tupac Shakur appeared yesterday in Beverly Hills, and casually strolled through the streets as if the rest of the world had forgotten his murder nearly 9 years ago. Mind you, this was posted in 2005. It says, almost out of thin air, famed rapper Tupac Shakur showed up yesterday afternoon at a shopping mall in Beverly Hills, escorted by an entourage of some 10 individuals, including ex-producer Suge Knight and fellow rapper Andre Young, a.k.a. Dr. Dre. Shakur began visiting the many high-end stores he frequently, visited periodically in the mid-90s. He looked as if well as all, while onlookers stared in disbelief at this ghost before him. In a private conference held last night, close friends of Shakur and a small handful of reporters were privy to information about his life since the 1996 incident. When asked why he chose to mislead the world into thinking he was dead, Shakur reflected for several seconds. I never meant to hurt my fans or anyone else, Shakur said. Mm-hmm. There were men out there that wanted my blood and the blood of those closest to me. I did this for them. It wasn't an easy decision for me, but it was a step I knew I had to take. Accordingly to family members and friends of the rap star, Shakur had been hiding in the Colombian city of Cali under the name of Jamal Millward. That's M-I-L-L-W-O-O-D. This and other developments in the story have led many to begin investigating lyrics such as I'm Going Back to Cali that apparently foretold his disappearance in 1996. It now appears that Shakur continued releasing album after album, including All Eyes on Me with the 7 Day Theory and Resurrection albums, you know, that had that kind of conspiracy, that theory. All right. Like I said, it said CNN.com, and I kind of researched it, and I wanted to find out if this was legit. But then at the very bottom, if you look at this article, at the bottom of this article, it says this could have been an April Fool's joke, as when I Googled it and went on some more.
I got you.
All right,
what are
your thoughts on this?
You know, first of all, it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. The deaths of Biggie Smalls, Notorious B.I.G., and Tupac Shakur. Hands down, two of the most gifted lyrically artists that we've ever had in the world of hip hop. They're on my top five list all time. So I'll first start by saying that. I keep going back, Brown Sugar, to back when Tupac was first shot back in Vegas during that Mike Tyson fight, when he actually died in that hospital. And I remember seeing some photos that came out on the internet about a week later after his passing. They were autopsy photos actually in the hospital when they were trying to save his life, when he was on the table, cut open, you know, when he died. These
right.
were actual photos, okay? And I remember I was working at Delta Airlines at the time, and these photos were all over Delta Airlines, and everybody was looking. You know, he was cut open. He was dead. This was when they were doing the autopsy on the body after he passed, you know,
wow.
you know, cutting him open, all this good stuff. And I've always held that image with me every time somebody talks about Tupac still alive. And I'm like, there's no way. I saw actual photos, doctors around
right.
this man when they had him cut open, when, you know, they were getting the bullets out of him, all this good stuff. And I just don't believe it. Now, that's
right.
my first point. Second point I want to make is I just don't see any way, Brown Sugar, knowing the Tupac Shakur that we know, that we
mm-hmm.
knew before his death, the charismatic, the attention-grabbing headlines Tupac Shakur that never met a camera he didn't like. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Had a sound, had a, you know what I'm saying? Had a sound
right.
bite for every microphone. Not to mm-hmm. mention, you know, the money this cat could have made off of. There's two ways Tupac could have made money off of this, and we know Tupac loved money just as much as he loved the fame and he loved being the attention figure. He could have made so much money off of surviving a second shooting. I mean,
right.
that would have been like what? That would have been like 15 bullets in him if you add up the shots up in New York City when he thought Biggie framed him and all of that good stuff. You're
right.
talking about all 15-plus bullets. Do you know how much money this man could have made off of recordings and rapping about that and just taking the image, I'm Mr. Invincible? The money alone.
Right.
Now, let me take it to a second tier.
Okay.
Do you know the money Tupac Shakur could have made, let's say, after coming back and proclaiming he's alive, after just 5 years? I mean, how long has it been? What are we talking, 12 years now? How long has it been?
Right, 13. It'll be 13 and it'll be 13 years in September.
Okay, 13 years in September. Do you know how much money Tupac could have made marketing this and bottling this up even after just 5 years? If
right.
he had came back after 5 years and, hey, I'm alive. Hey, I got an album
right.
coming out. Do you know how much money Tupac would have grossed? Of
That's
course,
true.
He'd have had his legal issues, you know, with the law, faking your death or whatnot, but he'd have beat that. You know what I mean? His reasons,
oh.
you know, I had to go in hiding because somebody was going to kill me. Now, my final
right.
point I want to make sure, and I don't want to take up too much more time.
Okay.
Tupac has never backed down in controversy.
Okay?
Never.
Right.
When the whole Biggie thing went down and he thought they set him up, he was right there in the media. You know, I'm going to get these dirty rats that did this to me. He's never been one to go, you know, into hiding. You know what I'm saying? And run from controversy. So this story about he's alive and the reason he went in hiding because, you know, people are out to kill him, I'm not feeling that either. I mean, you're going to go out and fake your death for 13 years because somebody's tried to kill you. Hell, in 13 years, you can kill them before they kill you. You know,
right.
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay,
and
that's real. That's real.
And he has the assets to do that. You feel what I'm getting
right.
at? So,
that's real. That's real.
That's my thinking on all of that. And I just think that Tupac, the charismatic Tupac we know that never shied away from a camera, never shied away from a mic, outspoken, I don't think there's no way he could have stayed away this long from the media alone, not to mention
right.
the money and all the money he could be making. So
that's,
so that's my take on it. You know?
Right, absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Sean. I appreciate your opinion. And we're going to definitely – I got a picture actually in there of the autopsy that – some speculate is fake. They're stating
okay.
that his tattoo on the right side of his neck, I know exactly what picture you're talking about, and I have it in the chat room right now. That's how
okay,
deep
okay.
I looked into this story, okay?
Oh, oh.
And
I
so
know
there
you
it
did
is.
Your homework.
If you click, yeah, if you click on that link right there, you'll see it, and there's some that are saying that picture was fake because his Machiavelli tattoo on the right side of his neck was missing in that autopsy
okay.
picture. All right?
Okay.
But we're definitely.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask you one more quick question.
I see you there. I see a 702 caller holding on the line. Go ahead, Sam. What were you going to ask me?
I just got one quick question. What do you think the motive is? What do you think the motive is, Brown, before I get off, the motive is for someone if they're faking all of this? What do you think the motive is?
If he really is alive?
No. If he's dead and there's people out here with these fake photos and people are trying to, you know, fake this up, what do you think the motive is?
I believe that it's hard for people to let him go, you know, because he was such a great person. It's almost like a mother that her son passes and she doesn't know how to deal with those emotions. You don't want to let that child go. Well, as a fan, you have that deep love and admiration for an artist. And you know, a lot of people looked up to Tupac like a big brother, you know, like family. They related to him because, see, he diagnosed thug life. You know, we knew what it was in our culture, but he's the one that was bold enough, didn't give a crap what the executive labels had to say. He was going to do him. And even though Interscope Records dropped him, you know, he still did his thing and got picked up later on by Death Row Records, but he didn't care what they thought of him because he was going to do him. And that's where he gained mad credibility when people were like, you know what, brother, you keep doing you. You know what I'm saying? Keep being happy. And just make sure that you don't sweat and worry about what other people have to say.
So I guess it's like your opening comments, what you said in closing. I guess it's like you said, Tupac is sort of like our Black Elvis now. You know, people just can't let him go.
For real.
Yeah, that's exactly
what he is. Don't nobody want to let him go.
That's it.
You feel me?
Okay, that's it. Well, Brown, go ahead and get your other calls, dog. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Sal. All right. Okay, we have another caller here, 319. 319, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. What's happening?
Feel me? This Tupac right here. I'm live.
You live. Who's calling?
Machiavelli.
Do you believe Tupac is alive?
Yeah.
You believe he's alive? What makes you believe he's alive?
Because, one, like, you know what I'm saying, they missed a lot of stuff, like, what happened, like, when he got shot, like, you know what I'm saying, they ain't confiscate the body, you know what I'm saying, people used to, you know what I'm saying, the man standing next to cars, that's 2004, stuff like that, man.
And you know what, that was actually one of my points, that this particular, I don't want to tell the listener's name, because I don't know if they want me to disclose that. I have a listener that was adamant about this and sent me all kind of links and information, and I dug it up. And one of the things that this individual said was that the death certificate is missing, and that's something that really has them puzzled. Also, he got cremated the day after he died, and they were like, wait a minute, if this is a homicide, why is it that they didn't do an investigation? You know, why did they cremate the body so fast? And then also, he didn't have a funeral, okay, which was another question that a lot of people and a lot of his fans and this particular listener is stating. How come, you know, he pretty much disappeared so quickly?
I think they had a plan, like, they hired him, you know what I'm saying? Like, they say, what's the group he was with, Outlaw?
Outcast, or I know who you're talking about. Yeah, Outlaws it might have been.
They say they know what Tupac is, but they just hired him. They ain't gonna tell nobody where he at. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so much stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's a yes or no. You never know.
Right. I know. And you know what? Legally, I believe, as I looked into this, he can be, I think they can't charge him after, is it 7 years? Was another fact that I found out. After 7 years. If he decided to come back, it would be nothing that he could do about it. You know, nothing that the law would not be able to touch. It's either 7 or 10. I think it was 7, though.
7 years.
Okay, so you heard that, too.
Yep.
Okay. Now, so what do you think about, another fact that I found. On Tupac's driver's license, this is odd, and it makes you wonder, you know, like, is this really happening? But they said that he gained 40 pounds from the time, I guess what, 4 months before he died. And they were saying, how can a person truly gain 40 pounds that fast, you know, if this was the right person?
Wow.
So it just makes you wonder.
We were talking about this today, like the same subject you're talking about today, we were just talking about this. like, you know what I'm saying, we was talking about a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
Kevin Biggie, like, I think it all started because Kevin Biggie got told, you know what I'm saying? I think it's all about, you know what I'm saying, Shay Light, he had something to do with it. If you really
mm-hmm.
watch the Biggie Smalls movie and, like, pay attention, like, Kevin Shay Light was on the phone, like, you know what I'm saying, talking. How y'all think of the top-notch people, like, Biggie and
mm-hmm.
Tupac, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
He died and he died. Like, the top, y'all top main artists, you know what I'm saying, getting the money real talk. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. See, people seen a funeral with Biggie. They see the death certificate. You know, they have closure. One of the things and one of the reasons I believe that people still believe that Pac is alive is that they do not have that final closure. We did not get to say goodbye to him. It was almost, like I said, the no pictures in the hospital was one of the mysteries. Not finding out who did it was another mystery. To this day, it's been pinned down, and I don't know if you caught the first half of my segment, but there were three different analogies that I had researched. Number one, they thought it was Biggie with the East Coast, West Coast, that Biggie had paid some Crips to fire off and shoot Tupac. Then the second theory was Suge Knight. I don't know if you know this or not, but it was reported that Tupac had sold over $7 million in records, okay, and only had earned $100,000. Well, if you do the math, naturally, you'll see that, you know, that's not a lot of money. So he felt he was getting ripped off, you know. The other thing, right, the other thing, so apparently I guess it was reported he was going to start his own record company, and if that was the case, Suge Knight would lose millions of dollars because Tupac was one of the bread and butters of his, you know, his record label. And then the third one was that, I don't know if you've seen the fight. I'm sure you've seen the videotapes of him. It was a blood that, no, Suge Knight was a blood, and it was a Crip that Tupac and Suge Knight had beat up that night at the Tyson fight. Did you see that video?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw it on TV. It was on
right.
a Death Row chain. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Uh-huh. And so apparently what ended up happening was that they had got into it, and they said that the Crips came back to retaliate against Tupac for beating up this gentleman in the MGM Grand. So, I don't know. It just makes you wonder, you know, all these different stories that come through. All of my listeners in the chat room, I apologize. My chat box is still acting up. I downloaded the Safari. I don't know what's going on here, but I have two different chat boxes going. Please refresh your screen there. For those of you who are in the chat box, if you don't see no one, that's because we're in the other one. It's split. Please refresh it. Any questions that you have, I'll be happy to address them if I know the answer. And definitely tell me your thoughts. Do you believe Tupac is alive? I'd like to know. Well, thank you, caller. What was your name again, or what would you like for us to call you?
Y'all can call me David.
David, okay, all right. Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing your views on Tupac. One thing I got to say is I still enjoy his music and that this brother is just brilliant. If he ain't dead, he sure has a lot of people fooled. So, all right. Well, I have a clip that I'm going to play. Thank you so much, David, for calling in to Brown Sugar Radio. You're welcome to hold if you'd like. All right. Now, what I'm going to do is I am going to play another clip that I have for some information on Tupac, reasons why people believe that he is alive. All right, so y'all definitely keep it locked as we tune on into this mystery here. I think it's really exciting myself researching this information and learning what I have learned. So y'all definitely keep it locked.
Hey, this is all about Tupac. I can say that I know where he is, but I ain't gonna say that I know where he is, because if I'm gonna let you know that, probably I'm gonna get killed. But this is the latest thing that I think of to get killed. I don't think I'm gonna get killed because you don't know where I am. So, alright, look what I know, what I can tell you about Tupac. Tupac, if I'm telling you that Tupac is alive, if I tell you where he is, you say, no, how the fuck you know all this shit? It's impossible you to know this shit. If I'm telling you some facts, some theories, some rumors that he's alive, you'll say, well, you can say any rumor, any theory, but he ain't alive. So you want me to tell you where he is? If I'm going to tell you where he is, you ain't going to believe me, and you're no way able to check it out. He's somewhere in New Mexico. Somewhere. I didn't say where. I just said somewhere in New Mexico. I don't know if he's coming back or not, but I saw him. He was fine and well. I know it's kind of suspicious, because if you fake your death, you then get arrested and you gotta probably do jail or pay. But it's suspicious because he walks like a free man on streets. He faked his death, but I'm gonna let you know this, he ain't living in New Mexico. I'm telling you this, he ain't living in New Mexico for nothing. I mean for nothing, you know? I saw him on the street. In the car, he was in a car. The car was three black cars, I don't know what car, they stopped in front of a store and somebody opened the door, and trust me, in the car was Tupac Amaru Shakur. Trust me, I have no doubt that it was him. I saw his left arm, the tattoos, all their positioning right. They were very cool. He had silver with gold bracelet and a gold ring. It was Tupac Shakur. Trust me, I saw his arm. He didn't wear no bulletproof vest, no nothing. He had a rag on his head, and I saw his earring in his nose. You know?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and stop that there. That is a gentleman that claimed he's seen Tupac. As you can tell, he's trying to distort his voice and disguise himself. I don't know if he's doing it because of security reasons and he's afraid someone's going to retaliate, or if he's doing it because he's embarrassed, people are going to laugh at him. You don't know. You can take that both ways. I know there's some comments in the chat box. Some of you guys are like, yeah, right, this guy's lying. He's pulling our leg. But, you know, one thing I got to say now in defense of those of us who believe Tupac is not alive. Tupac was a forward-thinking man, and he pretty much was, I guess you could say, a prophet in his own right. You know, he would see things before others would. And one thing, through the interviews that I've researched over and over again, he was obsessed with death at one point. He even told one of his close confidants that when he had his 21st birthday, he was surprised that he had made it to see 21. Now, most of us, when we hit 21 years old, we like, all right, we can finally kick it, you know what I'm saying? We legal now, we can do our thing. But for Tupac, he was just grateful to be alive, all right? And so it's ironic that he obsessed so much about death in all of his songs, and he would record in the studio like crazy. From what I was told, I actually know someone who worked with Tupac, and this individual said that, because he's also in the music industry, and he stated how Tupac would record like 10 songs in one day. I mean, he was a very hard worker, very ambitious, and so that would explain why he has so much music today. The other point that I'd like to bring up is the fact how he had mentioned he had kind of had a premonition about his death, and he told, his record label, if I happen to die or if something happens to me, I want you to release this video, or I want you to release this song. But if I die like this, or if this happens to me, I want you to release this video and this song. So it was almost as if he had kind of knew already, like, okay, I know that I'm going to die. I just don't know quite how, but if I do, this is what I have prepared, was what I gathered from some of the reports that I have received. So quite interesting. What I'm going to do is take a quick commercial break, and then I have another snippet that I'm going to play because certainly I want to get your opinions. But I do see that I have another caller on the line. If you're just calling to listen, let me know. Otherwise, I will put you back on mute. Okay? All right. Okay, 702, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Me personally, I think Tupac is alive.
Okay.
And I All say right. that because if you think about, it's a lot of songs that he sung about and he rapped about. Tupac rapped about the Columbine kids, and he died way before the Columbine. That happened.
Right.
So,
okay.
So I explain that.
Right, that's true. Okay. Okay, and then also, too, like I said earlier, one of the listeners was sharing with me that, you know, they didn't see pictures of him in the hospital. They didn't see the death certificate. What are your views on that?
I feel the same way. I mean, if he was alive, I mean, if he was really dead, they wouldn't have did everything so quickly. You know,
mm-hmm.
everything was just done so fast. Everything was just done, you know, like they said, no one ever seen the body come out. Nobody ever seen, you know. So it's just kind of hard to say, but I listen to a lot of his music, and a lot of the stuff that he's rapping about is happening today.
Okay, that's true. Uh-huh, yeah.
Hey, I don't know if you remember, but a long time ago, there was a designer on Oprah who, it was a designer that was on Oprah who had jeans that had just come out, and he had them on his album cover.
Okay.
And this was after he had supposedly been dead, and the designer even said, well, I don't even know how he has these jeans on, and these jeans aren't even on the market yet.
Mm. That's crazy. See, and that's what happened with the Tupac. One of the listeners was stating that in one of his videos, he had some Jordans on that weren't even out yet. Have you heard that?
Exactly.
About the
yes.
Jordans? Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of the things that he's talking about are relevant today. Like, for instance, he's on Keisha Cole's video now, which I think.
And see, what they tried to say was, Keisha Cole tried to say that they recorded that video for, oh man, hello?
What happened?
Your regular show, and then the new project that you just designed with all of the top shows on Blog Talk.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Yeah, basically, the first show is sort of two shows in one. We do Top Talk Now, which is every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Standard time.
Oh.
We also have SOS, which is Friday night.